조동수지수만반창조반도단나비지수자조남지로라근조바라조산지조동수지수만반창조반도단의教수지도수신제별조남지로라근두바라이쇼산지은쇼단수지쇼넘바이샹쇼바도단이쇼쇼시다시쇼신제베소돌라이벤지산지도바
我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读些，我读 You know the verse that we recite usually before class. Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. Subdue your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of the Buddha. So even if we take the first line of that verse, do not commit any non-virtuous actions. We are here to learn the meaning of that statement. And that, you know, first line, for example, can refer to the practices for a person of a small capacity.
Dikpa chiyan machi shing, san dikpa sudu ka la, ta dikpa kandhi jire, sini ngosung koku yore. Arwa tenzang dikpa ngosung e chidu, ta chazang ngosung tue mebare chezang, ta zuche wa su duche, ta mige wa ju, sini su sungche, ta dikpa sedi ngosung e.
So, do not commit any non-virtuous action. In order for us to do that, we first must know what is non-virtue? What is a negative action? We first must identify what a negative action is. And it is not possible to enumerate each and every single negative action that can be committed. But if we can just look at the obvious, the main ones, you know. Yeah. So the main non-virtuous actions that sentient beings create can be subsumed into the 10 non-virtuous actions. Yeah, the 10 non-virtues.
Oh, 특히네. 특히네, 다 빼자마자 빼나 속죄와 세시. 딱 속죄길래 무시 간대 사그래 세다디 양고 내 간대 사그요래 내 상발. 간데간데 고아레스다 딘데 약부시 시엔시도 시 삼바 조와 탈독 세니다 딘데 시 참여권에 다 레디 체바이나 다 아니시 레 차정와 두베시 로 사야시 숭구이와레
Okay, so yeah, so the main, or if we look at all the different negative actions, the obvious, the 10 main ones are the 10 non-virtues, the non-virtues, yeah. And of these 10 non-virtues, let's take killing, for example. So in order to know what killing is in its entirety, to know when does killing becomes a complete action, then we would have to look into the different elements and different factors, such as the perception or the recognition, isn't it? Then you have the basis of the action, and you have the motivation of the action, you know, then you know, carrying out and how the action is executed, and the action is deemed to be complete.
Yeah. Dīpa kāndē jīn nā yāng, tā chī chūng kāndē jīn nā mā shī sī nī, chūm dē nī kī lāp shā sūng hē.
So that's just to give an illustration of the need to understand what non-virtue is, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. And then the first line says, do not commit any non-virtuous actions. That means the Buddha is saying that, you know, regardless of whether the non-virtue in question is small or heavy, the Buddha said, do not commit any non-virtuous actions.
Yeah. Oh, that
Yeah, so the Buddha said, do not commit any non-virtuous actions. So it doesn't matter whether it's a heavy negative action or something that is considered not so heavy. The point is not to do any. So in order to explain why, you know, we have to avoid all negative actions, in order to explain this, then we have got to explore the presentation of actions and its effects. We have to explore the presentation of karma, isn't it? Yeah. And you know, and one of the karma has a couple of characteristics. Yeah, in general. For example, karma is definite. Karma is certain, isn't it? Yeah. So if you create an action, then you're definitely going to experience its result. So if we engage in non-virtue, we are definitely going to experience its result, which is suffering, problems. Yeah. But it doesn't end there. There's more to karma than that. Karma magnifies. Karma increases. Yeah. So in non-virtue, for example, increases day by day. You know, an action that is created increases day by day. And on top of that, you know, karma is such that, you know, once we create or commit that action, it will never disappear on its own accord. It will never, you know, go to waste. Yeah.
Oh, tuk chini. Oh, chua chini. Ta tine ma. Ani chi. Ta tine chi le. Ta tine chi sabay na. Ko le me ba cha ma do wasi. Ani chi nam shing na. Nam ki diwu. Nam shing na diwu nyong gwa ya cha ki yore. Che za ta nam ki diwu la. Ta chi su yung gure. Che za nam ki diwu la. Ta. Nire. Ka diwu la ta nam ki diwu. Ki ting ki diwu. Ta ku diwu si ni. Ta le chi sabay na ya.
Karma is such that once it is created, you know, it will never disappear on its own accord. Yeah, we will definitely experience the effects of the actions that we have done. Okay, so the effects of karma, some of the effects of some of the karma will be discussed soon in the text, isn't it? Yeah. So therefore, in the presentation of karma in the section on its effects, yeah, it talks about effects in three ways. Yeah. It talks about the fruitional effects, the concordant effects, and then the environmental effects of any action. Yeah.
So
one non-virtuous action, we have to experience, due to having created that one non-virtuous action, we have to experience three effects, three results. So, you can see just from learning about the practices of a person of small capacity, and in particular about karma, how it makes a difference, you know, to the kind of reflection or the kind of things that come to mind when we recite this first sentence. Oh, do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Yeah. There's so many things to think about, you know, the depth and the breath of one's reflection, because you have stuff, you know, you have things to wonder about, to reflect on, is it? If one has studied these things, yeah. So if one has not learned these things, you know, when you recite this sentence, do not commit any non-virtuous actions, then it is as literal as that, full stop. Oh, yeah, don't do any bad things, you know. But there's that, you know, you don't have much to think about, you know. Your understanding is just limited to that, the couple of words,
you know.
So I'm just using this as an illustration of the gap, you know, the difference, you know, really, you know, between having learned the Buddha Dharma and not having studied, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So there is obviously a difference, because when you have thought about stuff, you know, you have many things to think about, you know, and when you have things to think about, you know, then it affects, you know, you're able to move the mind, you know. Yeah. So this is important. It's important to see that the learning does make a difference, isn't it? Because there's always, you know, a lot of people always think, you know, study has nothing to do with my practice, you know. Study is not important. It doesn't make a difference. So a lot of people continue always to feel to think that, you know. So the Buddha's teachings are very vast and extensive. It doesn't matter what teaching you're talking about, you know. Even just a couple of words from the Buddha's teachings, you know, the words, you know, maybe just a couple of words, you know, but you know, its meaning can be very vast and very deep, and so such that you can look at it from many different perspectives. You can understand many different things, you know, from just couple of words, you know. So the Buddhist teachings are that profound. Yeah.
Oh,
저장하러 왔다. 뒤에 친구이 말해. 근데 내가 통치해. 아니시겠다. 롭중 남배 흉라. 다 롭중 채라. 동남 대고해. 아니 모놈 잡고해. 어떻게 해서래.
So even just from this, this simple example, you can see how, you know, even the, all the practices of a person of small capacity, how, you know, you can actually, you know, fit everything into that one sentence, do not commit any non-virtuous actions. You can explain, you know, the entire, all the practices of the person of small capacity using that one line. You know? So this is just an illustration example, okay? So from your side, you have to see. You have to see for yourself, you know, the difference in having studied the Buddha Dharma and not having done any study. Yeah. So you have to see the point for yourself, see the difference. And once you see the difference, then, you know, pay attention to your learning, you know, pay attention to your learning, and then you should all continue to pray. You aspire and generate aspiration to pray to be able to do so and to continue your learning. Yeah.
어딘데에 가서 쉬거나 시래 산지 손으로 놓고 잠시 손으로 봐도 매번 사야 어딘데 이 말에 제자다 먼저 남주 숭아 탕바당 겨울 매번에 산지 손으로 놓고 있나 배인 년바 용하시 제자 딘데 그냥 내가 통치 독신의 숭으로 산지 숭으로 하거든 강로병 지역이다 아니지 차별이 놓고에 딘데 배인 통치 로왔다 꼬바 균세 배인 딱 건가 통치 아니 강토도 그러와 다 독신의 남과의 인사래.
So as I mentioned before, isn't it? Yeah. If you read any of the Buddha's teachings, just reading the Buddha's teaching itself, you know how much merit you create. Yeah. Just reading. Yeah. I've explained to you, isn't it? Yeah. So we should pay attention to. We should learn. You know, read. You know, especially in read the. Of course, material, the root text and whatever relevant material that is important. Yeah, yeah. So there's no difference, you know, because we believe that there's merit, the benefit of reciting mantra, isn't it? Reading mantras, reciting mantras. There's no difference actually reading your root text. You know, so you have to see the benefits yourself. You see the purpose, you know. So once you understand the point. Then you know, apply yourself to learning.
Oh, 독신의 제자당 맞았다. 독신의 도단이 다 랑기스 랑기 내가 통치 숨쉬 깨고야 되니 다 쉬우지 계신 분 자고야 돼. 딘데지 매나 다 수강 탑시 제 배지 매바래. 알아 봤다. 제자당 랑기 원에 다 즉 둔제지 좀 고도 와. 알아 깔래 자 숨쉬 깨. 딘데지 매나 배지 다. 그래 산지 모수 전반이 나야 다 치다 매번지 자기 외래 제단다 란지 원했다 몰람자 어떻게 숨쉬게 어떻게 난과 인사래.
So therefore, it becomes, you know, so important, the utmost important thing for us, you know, is to we as individuals have to see, you know, the benefits, you know, of learning, the purpose of learning, you know, because only when we see for ourselves, you know, we are convinced of the purpose and the benefit, only then we have the determination to press on, to really learn, and that will translate into effort, and then only then you get the benefit. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, nobody can do anything for us. If we don't see the benefit ourselves, if we don't see the person, nobody will be able to move us. Even if the Buddha were to come directly in front of us, he will not be able to do anything to us. Yeah. Yeah. So therefore, this becomes the most important thing, yeah, to see. Yeah.
Oh, tindaa chere sha tene karere da. Oh, tukse tene kason cham tene menda da kason karere da.
Next
tatanda kaza mijewa chu usine tatanda pishin tinda isi chani tine ma ta leta lamki kyabar sita tinda isi sungu yore saji nipati ta ta mijewa chu tati saji ta yikchung ki risha ta mina kim ta tine ani leta lamki kyabar kari yore sinti kyabar chayati risha diwa tine ma shugu kao ina tilo
ok so on page 88 ya So there's a section which discusses the difference between action and path of action.
Ila sambani le inos legi lamya inos ta.
Okay, so about the, yeah, so there's this paragraph there, the distinction between actions and powers of actions. Yeah. I think I'll read from another translation, it's much clearer, maybe. Yeah. Among these 10, intentions are actions. I don't think there's a need to translate intentions in the mind here. So intentions are actions. Yet they are not paths of actions.
Okay? Pena lunga ki ta tanda, pena lunga ki le, pena lunga ki le, didan di chao se ki ta tanda, kulungi tujiwa rwa ta, kulungi nekabla, lunga ki didan di chikin se kulungi tu la, tangwa la. Ti nekabla ta tanda, sambaji yung kuya ta, simjung sambaji yung kuya rwa. Ti karesena, ati da uti le re, lamma re, ta tanda, pete ti sunguya rwa.
So let's take the physical and verbal actions, for example. Yeah. Okay. At the motivation phase of a physical or verbal action, at the motivation phase, there's a thought that which thinks, I'm going to do this or that. Yeah. Isn't it? At that motivation phase, there is a mental factor called intention. Okay. That mental factor intention at that time is an action, but it's not a path of action.
Lekilam mare se statun le imbati da dup de borwa kono chuzin kono sun sha ge zan ko le imbala ta jinse ko kwa mindwa ta
here we are talking about a physical or a verbal action yeah. During the motivation phase of that action there is this thought thinking I will do this or that isn't it yeah. So there's this mental factor of intention yeah okay This mental factor of intention is what we call action karma. But it is not a path of action. The fact that it is this mental factor of intention is karma is straightforward.
Yeah. Ngama ji kola juksa ki shiri chakiyo ma.
Ngama.
Kulu ngama. Tere wu samba ji towa. Tanda tere wu samba di kulu ngi samba shen ngama ji jugi shi ma res. Ngama ji kola juksa ji ma ra wata.
Juksa?
Jugi shi. Samba di jugi shi.
Di samba jugi shi yung. Samba jugi shi yung.
Tanda 다양한 것이 콜라 죽어야 말했던다. 그런 것만 죽어야지 심하랬다. 제자한테 얘기를 말해 세디
틀. 심중 그런 뒤 공감을 주의시 말아.
단다 단다 심중 뒤 심중 아마도 주의시 말아. 심중 아마 여 말아. 심중 아마 주의시 말인자 얘기를 말해 세시.
Okay, so okay, so it is an action, but not a path of action. Why is it not a path of action? Because this mental factor of intention itself is not the basis of engagement of a prior motivation or motivation which exists prior to that.
Oh, that one. That today, in that, that lega la mares, jinzen telatene, that lega la mares sunguyore. That one.
And because of this, was the reason. Therefore, it is not a path of action. Yeah, it is just action karma.
알아봐 레이 레기람마이스 따뜻한데 내가 진짜 예래.
So yeah, anyway, it is karma but not path of action. It is karma not path of karma. For the time being, just keep this in mind.
단다 고나요, 맞다 고나이 신일집주도 단다 단다 고.
The head. This is not the headache yet. It's yet to come. So if we were to state the basis of inquiry here, what we're trying to establish is the mental factor of intention. The mental factor of intention is karma.
대한다 다가졌을까 봐 꿀룽이 두기 있다. 삼중 삼바테 아니 내래 남아래서 있다. 꿀룽이 두기 롱아게 내 꿀이 롱치게 꿀룽이 두기 삼중 삼바지 알아봐. 다디 내래 남아래서 다 추진디 당부 신고도.
So you first must know what on earth we are discussing here. We are discussing about mental factor of intention, yes, but not just mental factor of intention in general. No? We are talking about a very specific mental factor of intention. The one which motivates a physical or verbal action. There's this mental factor of intention thinking, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. The one that motivates a physical or verbal action. Yeah. This is the subject of inquiry. Okay. This particular mental factor of intention is action, but not path of action.
단 내 인바디 고다 추진 그런 게 하고 두고도 와. 단 내길람 말에 세 준전 가르렸으나 태도우디 단다 추진 중에 태도우디 다 군의 농책 선바 엄마 신 육사기 시디 말아 와스 어디 쓰기하래.
So this particular mental factor of intention which exists at the motivation phase of any physical or verbal action. This particular mental factor of intention is karma, but it's not path of karma. It is karma. The reason that it is karma is very simple. You just look at the subject of inquiry, mental factor of intention. Yeah. What we're trying to understand is why is it not a path of action? It is not a path of action because this particular mental factor of intention is not the basis of engagement of a motivation which existed prior to it.
Yeah, you will get slowly. Yeah. Go to the next one. What to say? That lungage dunis. That lungage dunis. Nitu chan mo manjushri mantra.
10,000 not enough, I think.
One day, 1 million, then possible. Tā tūkṣiṃ tīnāma tī wāktīlā, tā lūngā kī dūni lē jāṃ yīn, sāmbā chūkbī shīyāṃ yīn bē, lē kī lāmyāṃ yīn nōsīn tā tāntā tūbīṃ kūyā wāktīlā.
So, I mean, the text continues, which I'll read from another translation, okay? So anyway, I'll just read the whole thing again. Among these ten, intentions are actions, yet they are not paths of actions, okay? The seven non-virtuous actions of body and speech are not only actions, but are also paths of actions. Because the body and speech are the basis of the intended operation. Yeah, which is a better translation than the basis of engagement, the base of operation. Yeah, open.
What does it mean? That longa ke dunes, that longa ke dunes, that longa dun ke lejor, that lutanga ke ta, that tanda ti present that. That it took Senator Sebush Ham, that it took Lam Yagamero Summon, and that touch over the machine that longa ke dun. Ludanga get a lead in Jungurata Penata Pena Pena Lunga let Sarsavit, the lead in Gurata, that in the lead Dumbuti, the lead Lamere, Statunda.
So there are the seven actions of the body and speech, yeah. The seven, yeah. Okay. They are the actions that have been accumulated. The seven actions of the body and speech that have been already been accumulated. That one, those actions are actions and are also paths of actions. Okay, these seven actions of the body and speech, you know, they are actions, then they are also paths of actions. Yeah. So the seven actions of body and speech, they have already been accumulated. That they are actions are straightforward. You just look at the subject, the seven actions of body and speech. That they are also paths of actions. Why? Because these seven actions of the body and speech are the basis of intended operation, you know, of the mental factor of intention, which during the time of the motivation.
Okay. That's the Quran. Go into it. Samba chukbe shiyang yinbes, legi lamyang yins. Tatonda junsen tikwane tukwara, samba chukbe shi re, chazan legi lamre sunguyarata. Nunga ge dundi, samba chukbe shi yinzan, ta legi lamre sta.
So, what the text says is, the text that provides the reason, yeah. These seven non-virtuous actions of body and speech are not only actions, you know. That means it's saying that they are actions, you know. So, but they are not just only actions, you know. But they are also paths of actions. So why are these seven non-virtuous actions of body and speech paths of actions? The reason comes after because the body and speech are the basis of the intended operation. Basis of the intended operation.
What is Sungare? What in there? That dinema, energy, that napsem so sumni, legi lam yinki, leminos, that napsem nursem lota, sedoganata, yigi that yigi mija sumin gurva, that on the teda uti, and legi lamre mato, lemare, start on that Sungare.
Then you have the three mental non-virtues, covetousness, malice, and wrong views. Yeah. Oh, these three are paths of actions, but not actions.
어떻게니? 다 뒤네 조조 가르스나 다 변화 가르스나 다 뒤집어 임바래. 코 다 내게 남 임바디 가르스나. 다 꾸는 그 두기 삼바도 주비 시차기 이상 다 내게 남래 신의 납축구야래. 다 내 말에 가르스나 그 심중 가가지 차기야래. 그러나 심중당 다 다 납심 납심 록다스도 심중 직하가 임바래. 세상 그 내 용해요 말에 승부야래.
So the three mental non-virtues, covetousness, malice, and wrong views, these three are paths of actions, but not actions. Yeah. They are paths of actions, why? Because they are the basis of intended operation. They are the basis of operation for the mental factor of intention which existed at the phase of motivation. So they are paths of actions. But why are they not actions? They are not actions because they are separate mental factors.
어 조신 달달람을 침부든도 나라 고내 말에 니모 임비 싫었다 또다 내다 니모 것인지 여 말에 소독신이 고용하러 왔다.
So they are not actions because they are afflictions. So there isn't a common basis, you know. Basically, a common basis. It means there isn't something that is both an action and an affliction.
어떻게 다톤다니 저 삼로 당사티레 레 세다 니몽세데 다 심중 가가차기하네 심중 즉 가가차기에서 어티레
the main point is this yeah an action and action which is a mental factor action karma you must not think English yeah only you know you must think of the meaning you know? It's a mental factor of karma is a mental factor of intention yeah So action and the afflictions, these are separate mental factors.
Oh, tundra, ta tundra tirisha, tunda yin, ta tindeshi ne, ta ti, ta mixa ta magoya na, ta magona chwati ta yang, loti bukona.
If there's anything that if you do not understand about this discussion, you can bring it up right now. So the question was, how do you explain physical and verbal actions to be a mental factor? Yeah. So that's why we cannot think of action in the English sense. You have to understand what does karma. You know, usually when we think of karma or whether we think of the word karma or action, they mean the same thing. Yeah. But whenever we think of them, we always associate them, you know, with. I think some physical or verbal movement, yeah. No, that's not karma. Karma or action, karma and action means the same thing, yeah. Karma is Sanskrit, action is English, yeah. But the meaning of karma or meaning of action is the mental factor of intention. That is what karma is, mental factor of intention. The mental factor of intention is the mind, anyways, the mental factor that moves the mind to object, yeah. So when we think about actions or karma in Sanskrit, it refers to this mental factor of intention. So there is the mental factor of intention at the time of the motivation and at the time of the result, you know. Okay. So the physical, the actions of the body and speech, you know.
there are the refers to the ones at the time of the result, the mental factor at the time of the result. So we have to posit karma action as a mental factor, the mental factor of intention, without which it becomes very difficult to talk about karma. Karma or action refers to the mental factor of intention. Yeah, you get it? You don't think English, yeah? Necessarily, no, I mean, I'm not saying don't think about the English, but
think the Sanskrit karma.
The meaning.
Karma.
Yes, the mic.
Ken Rinpoche, I think to understand this point, perhaps maybe we—I don't know—the difference between covetousness, which is one of the last three, covetousness, and which is the intention. I mean, he has an intention of wanting someone else's possessions and stealing. That's one. Stealing, which is one of the non-virtue of the body. What's the difference between that and covetousness, which is one of the non-virtue of the mind? Because the difference here seems to be, now that we're discussing it, the question of intention. That covetousness does not have an intention, but stealing has an intention. And therefore, it also extends to this thing about harmful intent, which is a non-virtue of the mind. How is it different from killing, wanting to kill, which is a non-virtue of the body? Because in this paragraph, it says, among them, I mean, in page 88, right? That's paragraph we are looking at. Among them, this is the 10 non-virtues we're talking about. The intentions in the mind are actions. So, among them, I'm taking this to mean the 10 non-virtues. The intentions in the mind are actions. Therefore, behind the non-virtues of the mind, covetousness, harmful intent, and wrong views, they're also intentions, aren't they? Am I clear?
I think you are clear.
But I can't understand why the last line says the three.
You're trying to figure out why covetousness is not an intention.
Yes, because without intention, therefore they are part of actions and they are not actions, right?
No, it's not that they are not without, they are not intention.
They're not intentions. Okay, I think that's why that's where I'm confused. Yeah, why are there no intentions for? No.
Why is it not an intention? Yeah.
Why there are no? They are not intentions.
Napsim kune longshu ge samba yorwa. Tiyan di sikhi yaman. Kora kune longshu ge samba me sikhi yaman. Diba? Kasa yu tiki kulung yorwa. Diba? Chazang, tiin zang, tindeji yoba in zang, yu tiki kulung yoba in zang, kwa legi lam yinsini sungudwa. Inaya koran le rebe sena le ma res. Tatunda. Le ina simjong samba yungu gure, ko simjong samba ma re, ko nimung rawa asa tatunda junsen tiku kuyore.
So the thing here is, I think you're trying to find out why is covetousness, ill will, and wrong views. Why are they paths of actions but not intent? Why are they paths of actions but not actions? Okay. So when we say that these three, like for example, covetousness is not an action. or that means it's not the mental factor of intention. When we say that, it doesn't mean that we are saying that covetousness can arise without any motivation. No, covetousness does arise from a previous motivation. A motivation will exist prior to the arising of covetousness. So, before covetousness can arise, there has to be a motivation prior to it, isn't it? Something that motivates you to want to get that thing, isn't it? At the time of the motivation, isn't it? At the time of the motivation, there is a mental factor of intention, yeah. Then, what is its base of operation? Okay, let's start over again. Covetousness is not an action, it is a path of action. Why is it not an action? When we say it is not an action, that means we are also saying that it is not the mental factor of intention. Why is it not the mental factor of intention? Before we explain that, we have to understand when we say that covetousness is not a mental factor of intention, we are not saying that it doesn't have a motivation. We are not saying that it doesn't have a motivation. It has a motivation. There's something that motivates one to covet something. So that the motivation exists prior to it. So at that time of that motivation, there obviously has to be an intention, isn't it? The mental factor of intention. But that mental factor of intention operates on which basis? What is the basis of operation of this mental factor of intention? It is covetousness itself, isn't it? So covetousness then becomes the base of the intended operation. So that makes covetousness the path of action. But it itself is not an action. Why? Because it itself is an affliction. Covetousness itself is not the mental factor of intention. There isn't anything that is both a mental factor of intention and an affliction. I think this is the most blur class since we started, right? I have a feeling.
Because my question is related to hers. So, can the covetousness, which is the path of actions, becomes the intention for the motivation to steal? So that intention of stealing becomes the path of action now. Because you covet something, so that motivates you to want to steal it. So the intention to steal becomes a path of action. And then you go ahead and do the action of stealing.
So basically, there's a very long way of saying, can covetousness be intention, right?
Yeah. So the initial intention to steal becomes a path of action. Because it has got a motivation, which is the covetousness.
So then you're saying covetousness becomes an intention.
Covetousness becomes an intention, yes. Can it be that way?
The Bible say cannot.
Because the affliction cannot
be
intention.
I can only say what the Bible say. I don't know the reason. Yeah.
Can it be that way?
The point is that there are different mental factors, different types of mental factors. Yeah, the intention is a mental factor. The affliction are the separate class of mental factors. And if you look at anger is an affliction. It is a mental factor. So is there something that is both intention and anger? No. Is there something that is both intention and desire? No. So these are separate mental factors. Yeah. Intention is a separate mental factor from the other mental factors such as desire, anger, attachment, what have you, you know. So they are separate mental factors, yeah. And because they have different functions. So if you understand that they are separate mental factors, they are different mental factors, then you can understand why covetousness is not intention. Of the six root and 20 secondary afflictions, where does covetousness belong to? Covetousness may not be listed as a separate mental factor, but it's a derivative of attachment. You know the word derivative? You remember? It's there in the definitions of the secondary afflictions. So, for example, then you have ill will or malice. It may not be listed as a separate mental factor, but it's a derivative of anger. You know, so it belongs, you know. So okay lah. Yeah. So different words for saying I'm cross and I'm
so
happy.
I want to ask, the intention here is non-virtuous, right? For this case, intention is non-virtuous mental factor. It have to be, right?
Yeah.
So it follows that there is something that is non-virtuous, but it's not efficient. Because it is not...
Oh, whatever is non-virtuous is necessarily efficient?
Yeah, seems like. That was what I know.
So not necessary, yeah.
Okay.
Today,
I'm just wondering, what is the significance of actually making this differentiation between action and paths of action? I mean, we are going through this, frying our brains over this, but there must be some significance of having to make this distinction between action and paths of action. And what is the significance of making this distinction?
This discussion comes in the Vasubandhu's Treasury of Knowledge, Abhidharma, where there's quite an extensive discussion on karma. So in that section, then there's the words are there, karma, paths of karma, paths of actions. So I'm not sure what's the great purpose, but because these words appear, so one has to understand the difference between them, and therefore there's this explanation and then discussion about the what constitutes a path of action and what constitutes an action.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we also have to understand, you know, the how there's the mental factor of intention at the time of the motivation, and at the time of carrying out the action, you know, when the karma is actually accumulated, you know. So at the time of the motivation, it is only an intention, but not path of action. In order for it to be path of action, it has to be kind of, yes, you really have to get it, you have to do it, yeah. That it gets accumulated. So at the time of accumulation of the action, there is the mental factor of intention, yeah. So that is what is referred to as karma, yeah. So in terms, let's say, in action of a body and speech. So that one, yeah. At the time of the accumulating the karma, oh, that mental factor of intention, then that is the karma. Yeah. The mental factor of intention, yeah.
Today is the last class, then everybody wants to ask questions.
So based on this discussion, it seems that during the time of caring, since it's a path of action, and it's an action, that means at the time there's no affection.
What?
At the based on this discussion, right?
Yes.
Can I say that during the time of killing, killing is
during
a
the action
of,
or during the motivation time?
During the process, during the action of killing, is the path of action? Okay. Is the action?
I'm trying to imagine.
But there's no affection.
No anger. Because
intention and affection cannot exist at the same moment. So if you say that,
who said that?
No.
Did I say that?
Okay, you said that intention, mental factor of intention and affection cannot exist at the same time.
No.
Not like that.
There isn't anything that is both.
Okay.
You must listen carefully. Yeah.
Then I got to think about my question.
Can be exist at the time, yeah. And my point is, cannot be same. Can exist same time, yeah.
So okay, with regards to killing, it's about the completion of killing. So is that the reason why if I were to kill somebody and I were to die first, but because of the intention being a mental factor, it cannot complete because my mental continuum will have moved on. Yeah. Is that the reason why?
Yeah.
That it is not complete. That is basically
correct. Go back.
So I mean the main thing here, the main reason, the main thing to think about it is what is it that makes it a path of action? In order for something to be a path of action, it has to be a base of the intended operation. I'm also getting confused. So at the time of the motivation, there is the mental factor of intention, isn't it? Yeah. So that itself is not a base of intended operation. So that it is not a path of action, it is intention. So you just remember this, and then you think along these few sentences. Yeah, to use this as a basis, then you know, try to understand the meaning, the difference between action and path of action. So anyway, on page 89, so there's the discussion of the criteria that makes any particular action powerful. Yeah. So we will not go through them, but just to know that these things listed here makes can influence the weight of an action. Yeah. How it makes it heavy. The recipient of the action, I mean, it says feel, yeah, but recipient of the action. Then there's support, and then it says thing, but object involved. And then you have the attitude. Yeah. So the recipient, the support, the object, and the attitude. Yeah. So. Okay, first is so we are here, we're discussing the criteria for powerful actions, okay? Okay. The first is the strength in terms of the recipient. Yeah. So there is strength in actions directed towards the Buddha Dharma Sangha, gurus and those who are like gurus, then the parents and the like, yeah. So in relation to these recipients of one's actions, yeah. Whether you do something to benefit them or you do something to harm them, even whatever it is, even if it is something very small, the action, but because of the recipient of the action, the karma, the action becomes very powerful. So when we're discussing about the strength in terms of the recipient, we are talking about how the recipient on its own can already make the action very heavy. So, when we do certain actions towards these recipients, whether it's a beneficial action or a harmful action, you know, your intention may be very strong to benefit or to benefit them benefit them, or your intention to harm them may be very strong, or it may be very weak. But that itself does not take away the fact that, you know, the recipient alone already makes the action very, very heavy, regardless of the strength of your motivation. So we have to remind ourselves, yeah, because we may be in constant contact, or we be relating our lives, to these objects listed here, the Buddha Dharma Sangha and Abhua, whom we have faith in, the gurus and those who are like gurus, and the parents, for example, and the like, yeah. So therefore, we have to be respectful of them, and then to be careful in relation to them, because they are very powerful objects, very, very powerful objects,
yeah.
So if we get upset with our parents, or if we harm them, then because of they are very powerful objects now, then the action that we accumulate will be very, very heavy. So therefore, we have to treat them well, to respect the parents.
Yeah.
So of course, there is a discussion about how the results you get, by relating to the Buddha Dharma Sangha in whether in harmful or beneficial ways, and also the Bodhisattvas, what kind of result you get, yeah. So that is you can read on your own, yeah. So on the top of page 90, so there's this paragraph there, which I'll read from another translation, okay? So there's this sutra, okay? The sutra on the magic of final peace speaks of someone who does as little as obstruct a bodhisattva's virtuous action of giving a single close handful of food to an animal. Okay. So such a person who obstructs, just do a little bit to obstruct the bodhisattva's giving some food to an animal, such a person commits a negativity immeasurably greater than someone who kills all the living beings in this world, on planet Earth, yeah, or steal all of their belongings. Therefore, take this subject very seriously.
That's why karma is amazing. So can't imagine, can't believe. Wait. 어떡시니 제가 다 돈다니 다디네 망보 송샤 다 소소 로야셰 돈다니 당은 섭섭치 고래스니 송야셰 돈다니 다 위 개발진은 대인도 가라 당은 섭섭치 고야시 학벌도 안 떤다 갑자 송야네 장주 선받은 대인도 가라 안 되고 친구시 송부여래 제가 다 장주 선바 찍을 쳐봐 표와이나 다 방에 빠도 내가 용하시 다가 나신 장주 선바 찍이 진바 진바라 바제 쳐봐이나 아니 디과 바도 매바요 숨고도 근데 내가 셰셰 당아서 강사 간대지나요 다 제단다 장주선 뭐 강나요 봐 수위 신금 말했어 제단 당아서 따도 섭섭 치고에 공주 깨미력 봐 심지어 간대지나요 장주선 뭐 용시 말했어 다 너 장주선 뭐 또 당래대 봐 용구이서 장주선 뭐 수위 오신 말 봐 제단다 신기 대화 치보다 발제치에 아니 사고도 시에는 너바치에 근데 쳐봐나 다 이거 침보래서 다 정주서 가나요 뭐 지금 말했어 어딘데 내가 시제 섭섭 난거야 어디 승부여를 없이 닝보디 그지 근데 면도 승부여
So I think you know, the essence I mean that the point here is this that we have to be careful yeah just to be careful to take care because especially when we are mixing with we're hanging around or mixing with very powerful objects yeah here the example given here is the bodhisattva I mean So, I mean, the text talks about the benefits of helping a bodhisattva or making an offering, even a small offering to a bodhisattva, how much amazing benefit one gets, isn't it? Yeah. But it also talks about the unbelievable negative karma that one gets, you know, just from interfering with a bodhisattva's small little action or giving some food, you know. If you stop a bodhisattva from giving food, let's say, to an animal, you know, the karma is unbelievably heavy, isn't it? Yeah. So because there's this danger, and so therefore we have to be careful and not to get upset with others or not to cause harm to others for sure, and also not to create obstacles for people when they are engaging in virtue. You know? Because you do not know who is a bodhisattva and who is not. Because bodhisattvas can have countless emanations. Yeah. So just in case, you know, you are that lucky, you know, to strike jackpot. So to prevent that from possibly happening, so then it's better to be careful.
Oh, Tuxin, Chadan, that Yimbo did Shiva, Chadan, 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 Ch nōpa chēla dzēm kōyā, āni jī jīmbā chūngyōngi nā yā tā, tāngyā nā lōbyā, tā nyā kā tī shēnshē, pēngyōng tā nōpa chēngyōngi nāmshā tā yāpū shēnshē, tā, tīndē kī tōne tā, jūktūpa yīnā, tā tōntā kōpa jīnsēn tūbē jīn sārē.
So, by knowing the plus and the minuses, yeah, but these essential points, yeah. So, because really hard to tell, I mean, we cannot say for certain this person is a bodhisattva or is not a bodhisattva, yeah. So we're giving that benefit of doubt. No? So we should, even if somebody were to ask us for anything, no? So we should always train to be able to give, no? give something in return, and of course not to harm and not to get upset, you know, thinking, you know, because oh, this person may be a bodhisattva, you know? Yeah. So by knowing the reason, you know, the plus and the minuses, and you do not know who is who, by putting all these reasons together, then we train. As we live our lives and train our lives, our minds in such a way, you know. So as much as possible, give, not to harm, not to get upset, you know.
What did he say? What did he say? That one of the churches among the churches. Jun Tama Chuzu Majal Tangak Shina Shire, Jun Tama Chuzu Majal, Mazora, Jun Tang Tama, Red on the Chuzu, the Gangaminad, Benachanjus, Tang the Chuzu Dead in the Word, the Chuzu Mailang on the Zemgoy Chaguar,
So we really cannot tell who is who. So we know from our side, we just practice, you know, to stop giving harm. And let's say if we ask, you know, to help, you know, then you can just even just give something. Just in case, you know, if it is a real bodhisattva, you know, then if you meet with a real bodhisattva, and the person in reality is a bodhisattva, then of course, you know, that we get unbelievable benefit, yeah, so much benefit, yeah. But of course, if we engage in the negative karma such as divisive speech or offensive speech, you know, let's say saying something offensive, you know, and if that person you sui happen to be a real bodhisattva, then they said that the karma is unbelievably heavy. So for that reason, then it's one reason to refrain, yeah, to refrain from that.
Yeah.
So we should also be able to take, you know, to this this teaching here, this paragraph, as an advice, you know, for ourselves and particularly for our own situation here, because we are from the same class, so we're going to be seeing one another for a while, mixing with one another. So in reality, is such that it's really, I mean, at the end of the day, really difficult, you know, to really say, you know, we've that, or this person is not a bodhisattva. Can't say. This person may be a bodhisattva. So with that in mind, so we should then avoid any ill feelings and maybe offensive speech. Yeah. And not to lie to one another as well. But rather to respect one another, to have a good, harmonious relationship, and to sincerely, it has to be pure sincerely to consider one another as friends and to help, you know, one another.
Yeah. Oh, tender, yeah.
Ken Rinpoche, can you explain the difference, how we should differentiate between the weight of the karma and the strength of the karma, and also what you have mentioned just now about the great strength by the way of the field. It seems, how is that different from the item number 4 on page 88, under the weight of the 10 paths of action, the basis? I'm having a problem with the weight and the strength because they both seem like things that makes the karma very heavy, but they are grouped differently. There's the weight and there's also strength. So my first question is, how do we differentiate between the two? And my second question is, basis under weight seems very similar to this point that Ken Rinpoche has just covered. Thank you.
ジゴダンカレ。ジゴダントップ。トベ。うん。あの、トップチェジュン。うん。ジワ、ジクルス。ジワセデルベタ。ジワトントップ。
I'm not exactly sure, but I don't see any big difference between the weight and the strength of an action. Yeah.
She don't see the chipper of Coronda, the Mindinana, she said the chipper. That chipper of Shad was at Lamindin Corona, she needs Sanjay Children, the Lama said the Shin said the chipper, Totona, she don't Shin said the Captain Chipper of Kobe.
So, as for the difference between basis and recipient, same, isn't it? Because under the basis there on page 88, it says Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, the Guru, and the like, yeah. So, so it's the same as the recipient in this context,
yeah.
It's the last class, yeah. So we will continue with the text in the. As of now, it's going to be end of January. Yeah. So from the end of. When we start then, we hope to finish up to the section on calm abiding, yeah, which is basically page 248. So we are at page 91, yeah. So we try, you know. Nothing wrong with hoping.
No, today is that on day. That on the page that that November, December, January, stocks in it on day. In that awesome day, just in the never do check it out. Just on that, that on the to do check on the sale. That yang that you don't buy yang just to ru ru check me do gal cap gal yang just that. So,
because we are having a break, yeah. So the danger of losing the momentum and the interest is there. Even those who have, you know, some interest to want to study, to maintain the momentum and the interest, although you may have it, but you know, due to absence of classes, yeah, then sometimes we may lose it. Yeah. So we had a discussion so we decided to, in order to keep the momentum going, so we will have two discussion sessions in November and two in December. The 10 and 24, right? November is 10 and 24. So the two sessions in November are on the 10th and the 24th of November. Huh? Okay, 10th and 24th of November. 10th and 24th of November. What time do you think? It's a Thursday. What time do you want? 7:30.
Yeah, 7:30.
P.M. December is Kui Hua. First and 22nd, yeah. The 1st and the 22nd of December. Yeah? Yeah, because if you put on the 8th, nobody will come.
Oh, Tuxini, Chaza, Tatunda, Tatso, Tini, Tamazo, Takishuana, Shire, Tatso, Ta, Lomir, Mutiny Check, Simchu Kechito, Tita, Zerim to server, Chaza, Sosoti, Moneyapotos, Tendo, Samson Yana, or Tuxinta, Pego, Etin, the Red, in Jimmy's, Susu Yumatona, Che Mavare, Tapo, Che Mare, and Sosoti, Negari Tonche, or Tuxine, Penitona, Pego, Zozo, Carsena, Susu. Group so solar that coaching is your own, continuum to Ruruce, and Chicky Chicky, the motion bache. I'm talking to Takanga Karatu Yama, drilling chair, or Tindere.
Okay, so the reason why, as I mentioned before earlier, that the whole reason for having this discussion is to maintain the continuum, the momentum, yeah. Continuum of nothingness. The momentum and the any interest there is in the studies. Yeah, so that's why we came up with these four sessions. Yeah, so do not see as literally in Tibetan it means like you should not regard it as a tax. T-A-X. Nobody likes to pay taxes, right? So literally in Tibetan is like you should not regard it as a tax. I mean, you should not regard it as a burden, something. So of course it's not you're not obligated to come, because if you don't want to come, we can't do anything. Even if you don't want to come, we can't force you. Yeah? But if you think that it is helpful, that it benefits you, and then you must try to come. So January will be a real holiday. We will not have any sessions, So, although we will not have class for the next 2 to 3 months, but you should try to please to read your text. Whatever we have covered here so far, you should read. On Tuesdays and Thursdays where there's usually class. Yeah. So perhaps on Tuesdays and Thursdays, during the evenings, after work, so you can also use or set aside that time to do some reading, to revise whatever was covered in class.
Yeah.
So if you generate the resolution now by treating all the Tuesdays and Thursdays that are for the next 2 to 3 months and treating it as a class day, but of course you don't come here, but you treat it as a class day, and then you tell yourself, you make the resolution now that you're going to spend that time you know, reading or revising what you have learned, you know, then it's going to make a difference. And you know, then with the resolution, then you know, then you, then perhaps it's maybe easier to carry it out.
Yeah.
So you should read the text, and then you know, whatever you don't understand, you know, whatever you need clarification, you should write all your questions down. Yeah, then that's important.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you my opinion. Okay, I'm not saying you have to do, you must do. No, I'm just giving you my opinion. Okay, that this would be good if you do it. Yeah.
Okay.
So today's the last class, so we'll do a Thanksgiving mandala. Okay.